USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden told a local news reporter on Friday afternoon that voters do not deserve to know whether he will pack the Supreme Court if he wins the upcoming election. Reporter John Cooper has the exchange.
Sir, I've got to ask you about packing the courts, and I know that you said yesterday you aren't going to answer the question until after the election, but this is the number one thing that I've been asked about from viewers in the past couple of days.
Well, you've been asked by the viewers who are probably Republicans who don't want me continuing to talk about what they're doing to the court right now.
Well, sir, don't the voters deserve to know?
No, they don't deserve. I'm not going to play his game. He'd love me to talk about, and I've already said something on court pack. He'd love that to be the discussion instead of what he's doing now. He's about to make a pick in the middle of an election, first time it's ever been done.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Throughout her legal career, Supreme Court nominee Amy Barrett says she's resolved to maintain the same perspective as former Justice Scalia. There is a tendency in her profession to treat the practice of law as all-consuming while losing sight of everything else. USA Radio News' John Clemens has more.
Hiram Sasser, executive counsel at First Liberty, tells us Judge Barrett's record was scrutinized 3 years ago when many of the same senators approved her position for the Chicago-based Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals.
I'm sure there will be a spectacle that some people will try to create, but in reality, it really should be almost perfunctory. But they won't let that happen.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham of South Carolina expects the committee will clear her nomination by October 26th. With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The confirmation hearings begin Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Residents of the Gulf Coast say they've become numb to the number of storms forcing them to seek safety. USA Radio News' Val Dior has more.
Residents spent the weekend cleaning up new damage after Hurricane Delta roared into the storm-battered region Friday. Even though Delta made landfall as a Category 2 storm, the area was hit by Laura, a Cat 4 storm, at the end of August. To make matters worse, insurance companies have nailed residents the last couple of years by raising the cost of insurance, making it difficult for them to cover everyday cost of living and keep their property protected. The area depends on fishing tourism. Between COVID restrictions and several storms this season, some are wondering if coastal living is worth it. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
California's Creek Fire continues to burn near Fresno. According to a CAL FIRE update, crews held containment at 55% as the blaze grew more than 333,880 acres. Gloria Sprague lost her home to the fire.
It was beautiful. It was an amazing, amazing view. You could see Mount Ritter and the Ritter Range all the time. Snow-capped mountains or... And sometimes, a few years, the snow stayed all year.
Crews have also cut down more than 1,000 trees in recent days to reduce hazards along the roads. High pressure from the Pacific is expected to build onshore, producing warmer and much drier conditions, according to fire officials. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.